Well, we've been gone for a while.
We have.
It's been a long while.
Mean, stuff has happened, but not like
Well,
a ton of stuff.
kind of, there is a lot. CM Punk is back.
Yeah, are
And
we excited about that?
I mean, I'm not gonna watch it, but
I mean, if they hadn't have been hinting at it the whole time, it would have been better.
wasn't a surprise.
No.
Like, we all kind of realized it. And I'm getting kind of pissed off because, when the official pro wrestling tee store for Wyndham Rotunda opens, I'm gonna be waiting 6 weeks for a shirt. Thanks, CM Punk. Go fuck
That's true.
yourself.
That's a good point.
I'm gonna
Oh, and
have to
don't forget
buy.
Daniel Bryan. Don't forget Daniel Bryan.
Well, that's this weekend. Fuck Daniel
Yeah.
Bryan. Bryan Danielson, whatever your name is now. When the Wyndham Rotunda store opens, I'm gonna have to wait. So thanks, both of you. How am I gonna buy all those shirts?
Just gonna have to be ready when you
I'm gonna
know
wait
it's about
6 weeks.
to open. Yeah,
I'm gonna
well, you
wait.
should be the first order in.
Yeah. I'd be like, that was me. Thanks. Also, I could get in a tank top, so I'm very excited about
True.
that.
But yeah, that news broke. Was it while we were at SmackDown or after? Is
That
on the
was
way home.
after. It was when we were in the car on the way home that he showed up. Then they did it, and they didn't even do it in a surprise way. He showed up just like at the beginning of the show. The beginning of the show. Just like, hey guys, it's me, CM Punk. And I'm like,
And his
fuck
shirt
you.
is like almost identical to his WWE shirt. I'm kind of
Yeah,
surprised.
and guess what? That shirt's the reason why I'm gonna have to wait 6 weeks.
It's
So
like it's a WWE shirt.
I don't care.
I know, but I do. Like
Yeah,
he
I
hates
mean,
WWE so much, then.
well, yeah, like half his promo was like shitting on the fact that he's like, I wasn't wrestling for all that time from
Yeah.
2005 to
Yeah.
now. I wasn't wrestling. I'm like,
I was not a professional wrestler.
I was not a professional wrestler. I was like, shut up. Like,
Yeah.
only assholes like me would know who you were if without that company. So, you
That's true.
know.
That's very true.
And I call myself an asshole. Assholes like me would know who you were, but nobody else.
You met your wife there.
You met your wife there. You made a shit fucking ton of money. You made wheelbarrows of money.
Yep.
You
And
didn't
then.
have to work for 2014 to now. You didn't have to work
Then you
for
took
seven
your ball and went
years.
home because you didn't want to
For
play
7
second
years, you
fiddles
could
to
go
Triple
do
H.
stupid B-list horror movies on Netflix and not worry about a dime. And your wife wrote a book, which, you know, I do love his wife, but if she goes to AEW, fuck her too. Yeah. I mean, that's like saying, you know, those years of my life suck, so they're just not, they don't exist anymore. Because I'm CM Punk.
I benefited zero from
I
that
benefited
experience.
zero other than millions of dollars meeting my wife, being on TV, having international exposure, and probably getting this job because without it, you'd just be some guy who was on Ring of Honor in 2005.
With terrible bags under his eyes.
With really bad bags.
They're really bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's
He
literally
looks
all you'd be known for.
exhausted all the time.
Like, people would not be excited for you to show up because you didn't do a pipe bomb.
People
Because
wouldn't be
you worked
excited because you
WWE.
stole the championship and ran out on Cena.
Yeah. They wouldn't be excited because you mentioned ice cream bars, which was a pinnacle of your showing up here. So, yeah. But yeah, meant nothing.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Never happened. Who's AJ Lee? Never met her. Ice cream bars? Nah. Pipe bombs? Never heard of it. Yeah. But hey, you know. Fuck them, I guess, right? Like, I get it. You had a bad experience. I do. I really get it, but like at the same time, Like, without them, you would not be an international name. You probably wouldn't even be in the movies that you were in without
It's true.
that. So, I mean, you kind of owe your whole identity to them. And believe me, I'm not happy with them either. Like, fuck Vince, but, like, still. You owe your whole identity there.
Yeah, you can't just erase everything that happened.
2005 to now. You can't just erase 2005 to now. You can't do it. Uh-uh. It's impossible. It's not going to work. I mean, shit, I wish I could erase fucking gaps in my life, but here we fucking are. So, but yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens, because now everybody's going to AEW. Even though there's word that like three of the people that everybody are like, they're going to AEW aren't probably going to AEW. Thank God. So that's a plus. I mean, we pretty much know Brian is going to show up. Adam Cole, I don't know what the fuck's going on with Adam Cole.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Isn't there something about Friday? There's something about Friday. Is that when it officially expires, is Friday?
It was last Friday it expired.
Oh, last Friday.
At like 11:59. That's why people are like, oh, he'll show up on SmackDown. But apparently not. So. There's that. Yeah. Who fucking knows what's going on? I mean, everybody's saying AEW. I don't know. Probably, unfortunately. That means we can't like Adam anymore.
Okay, I refuse to not like Adam. Oh, look at Indy and Dexter's wedding invitation. You would love it.
Yeah.
You would love it. Sorry, NXT is on.
But, yeah, so... It's very interesting.
I can't hate Adam. I can't.
Well, I'm not gonna watch him.
No, but I'm not gonna hate him. I don't hate Mox.
I wish him the best on his future endeavors. If he's in any other company, I'll watch him. It's like Mox right now. If he shows up anywhere else, I'll watch him.
Mm-hmm.
Not where he usually is, because what the fuck has he done lately?
That's true.
He is good.
Except get fat, bless his heart.
Yeah, he just sits around, you know, doing nothing. I was like, and everybody's like, what about Eddie Kingston? I was like, what has Eddie Kingston done the past fucking 3 months? Ain't done shit. Y'all love him.
Their roster is getting just as bloated as WWE.
They're doing the same thing WWE does.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing in people from other shows. That makes it even more bloated. Like, what? Do people not realize, like, you can't sign everybody?
Huh.
You can't sign everybody. They're in the red, too. How are they affording this? Because the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't very successful. So, they aren't. And apparently their soccer team isn't successful either. So, I don't know how the fuck they're affording this. Wait till Papa Con's checkbook closes. Then we'll see what happens.
It's true.
Yeah. How are they going to afford it? Because they're putting all this money into this video game that still hasn't come out. That Kenny Omega's helped do, so who knows how this will turn out. Look how his women's division turned out. Not very well. So there's that. But yeah, the current rumor and innuendo is that Murphy, Bray, and Braun are going to Impact.
Which sounds right.
So it seems like the best fit for all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would give him the most freedom. And also after the segment Sue Young had on Thursday, Bray's going to fit in just fine. He will be just fine. The man will be able to do whatever he wants. I mean, if RVD can have a threesome on that show, Bray could do whatever he wants.
That's true.
The man will have no handcuffs. Valid. Finally, we could probably sacrifice somebody. I think it's coming. The time is coming. It's happening. It's bigger than both of us.
We can.
If it happens. Oh, if it happens, I'll be so happy. You guys don't get it. You'll hear my yelling and screaming from probably Canada. You'll probably hear me in Toronto and they'll be like, what is that? They're like, oh, Bray's on Impact.
My fingers are crossed for you.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's win-win for everybody though, because like technically he's not in AEW, but he could have that one random match that everybody wants to see. But like also him and what Malachi Black or whatever the fuck his name is, their characters will be the same. That's so, like, true. If you sign both of them, that's just kind of dumb. Like, you're going to hurt Malachi that way. Or the other way around, Malachi's going to hurt Bray. So, mm-hmm. like, it just doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make sense. And FTR.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Car might be leaving that company as well. So.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking Cash Wheeler, whatever his fucking name is now, got stabbed during a match.
What?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No.
It was something with the technical stuff was all fucked up and a metal thing went through his arm.
Oh.
Yeah.
But did they say they were going to leave, or that's just what you're thinking?
Oh, they're hinting at it.
Oh.
They're hinting that they're done.
Were they even on TV?
And the stabbing of the arm happened on TV. But I think they were lured in with the promise of, oh, FTR versus the Young Bucks. And then it happened and it wasn't that good. You know, kind of like Kenny versus Cody. You know, we were lured in. We were like, oh, it's going to be great. Match of the century. Uh-huh. And then it sucked.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. And kind of like that ladder match with Taven and Marty and Jay Lethal. We were like, oh, it's going to be great. And then it blew and they gave the bill to Taven. Uh-huh. Yeah. But then in the end, it kind of made like hindsight's 2020. And like now it makes sense, because if Marty had that belt, then their champion would have like been accused of raping somebody. So yeah, but anyway, he had a metal spike go through his arm on television. You can go see the pictures of his arm, a post metal spike, on his Instagram. It's fucking gnarly. It's pretty gross, not gonna lie. And they're hinting at they're done. Like, once their contract's up, they're done. They don't want to come back. So
interesting.
That Shooter interview is going to be great one day. Can't wait. That's going to be a great one. That and Kylie Rae. But yeah, he fucking got stabbed in the arm. And it's pretty gross, not going to lie. Like, I'm going to warn you, if you want to go look, just don't do it if you're grossed out like by blood and shit. That's all I'm going to say. Like, even Instagram put a thing that said sensitive content.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's like, it's pretty gross, not gonna lie. I was like, oh, that's gross. Here, Cash Wheeler. I think, did they take it down? No. Okay, so I'll read the caption on his post. July 28th, I had a hook stab into my arm and rip it to pieces. For a month, I've struggled with grip strength, losing feeling, and nerve damage of wondering if it's even worth it anymore. I don't know if or when I'll be 100% or if I'll ever be back again. Maybe it holds up, maybe it doesn't, but in the end, we're getting revenge on the way out.
Huh.
And it's not a work. You can see his stitched up fucking open wound.
Yeah.
So, just, you can see his open wound if you want. It's pretty gross. But yeah, he got a hook through the arm. Yeah. Yeah, just nasty. It looks nasty, guys. Just. But yeah, poor guy. I feel bad for him. They were actually nice guys, and they kind of played on around with the shit when we thought they were going somewhere else, and we were like, oh, we're so happy, and now we're like, fuck that place. So.
Yeah. A lot has changed when it comes
a to- lot has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god, Charlotte, honey, did you photo, what did you do to your face? I'm sending you this picture because I didn't even recognize her. I thought it was a Fashion Nova ad.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
They're the kings of Photoshop.
Just look. What is with her face? It's like... Please tell me.
What did you say? Oh, there. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
What happened?
I don't know. I think it's the angle too, but not good.
Oh my god. What happened to her face?
It's not good.
Like, you don't have to Photoshop it into it looks like a diamond shape. Like her head looks like diamond shaped.
Oh gosh, the others are worse.
Yeah.
The second one's the worst.
Yeah. Her neck is like really thin and freakishly long. What?
Yeah.
What happened? Like the third picture is like the most normal her face looks, and that's not saying much. The other two, what is wrong with her head?
It's not good. I don't know. I think it's the angle. I think it's the contour. And I think it's the Photoshop all combined. It's like the alien emoji.
Girl, you look good the way you are. I don't know why you're doing that to your fucking... That's not cute.
No.
That's... Oh, God. Ugh. Anyway, speaking of Charlotte, though, they... her and Nias, I don't know.
Oh, it was terrible. And then they had her lose. Oh my gosh.
And they actually were shoot fighting at one point. It was great. They're like literally punching each other in the fucking face. I'm like,
it's a hot mess.
I'm like, it's. And then at one point, Nia almost dropped her. Like, not in like, oh, her back body dropped. No, like, legitimately dropped her. I was like, the fuck happened here? The hell? Yeah, after that I was like,
And why did they have her lose? I don't understand.
I don't know. And then fucking Nia, the botch master, hit Rhea Ripley so fucking hard. It looked like she was like dead. I'm like, so now I guess they're gonna do Rhea versus Shayna instead. Now I'm like, okay, well, at least it's two people who know what they're doing now. I'm like, whatever the fuck that was. And there's still people who are like, she's so great. I love Nia Jax, guys.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Nobody does. Like, what? What in the fucking world? Oh, yeah, I saw that last week. He drew it. It's cute.
It is cute.
He drew his own little thing. It's precious.
It is.
God, I hope their wedding's... I have a bad feeling. Candace and Johnny are going to ruin their wedding.
Probably.
God damn it. They're so cute together. Even though he's a little creepy sometimes. Not in a good way. But yeah, just yeah, that yeah. I'm still those photoshopped photos are just I don't know what to
tell. It's bad.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now, if this shit keeps going, what do you wanna bet Charlotte walks out?
It's possible.
I think she could. I mean, her dad's gone. Her man's gone.
She doesn't really have anything left to accomplish.
This bitch over here keeps hitting her in the face.
And they have her lose to her.
Have her lose to baby Huey, aka the bitch that hit her in the face. Yeah. Like, what is there? Just like, I don't know. Go to Impact. Go wrestle like Deonna or something. You know? Just go wrestle Deonna for a while. It'd be way more entertaining than whatever that is. Fuck, go on the indies and you and Tessa Blanchard do a fucking tour where you just wrestle each other around the country. It'll sell out everywhere. True story. People hate Tessa, but if it was Charlotte versus Tessa, shit, I'd buy a ticket.
That's true.
I'd fucking buy a ticket. Or you know what? Make them a tag team and let them wrestle men. I'd buy a ticket. All day.
Good.
Yeah. Let them wrestle men. AEW's not going to let them wrestle men. Because, you know, Tony Khan all of a sudden is like, that's domestic abuse. You can't wrestle a man. Wow. You can't wrestle men. That's a woman. Ugh, fucking Tony Khan. Piece of shit. Now, come on. Wouldn't it be great to see Tessa and Charlotte wrestle a bunch of men and win?
So Tony came out and said he's not going to do mixed tags or anything?
That was like a while ago. He was like, I'm intergender wrestling is, he likened it to domestic abuse. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. I'm like, why? He's like, it's just not realistic. And then once I read that article again, I was like, yeah, Bray ain't going to AEW. we don't deal in realism here.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't deal in realism here. It was funny. People were like, but what if he goes? I'm like, yeah, just have JR say that he thinks he's a cult leader. He's a wrestler who thinks he's a cult leader. Or he's a wrestler who thinks he's a demon, because that's what they do to that one chick who thinks he always goes, she's a wrestler who thinks she's a zombie. I'm like, her character is a fucking zombie. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then like that Chris Statlander chick, they're like, she's a wrestler who thinks she's an alien. I'm like, that's her gimmick. Why? Killing the business, I see. Fuck gimmicks, am I right? Yeah. But apparently JR is going to phase out a full-time commentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that might make the program just a hair more watchable for the people who do watch it. That way you don't have to hear, Riho is 90 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. And she's from Japan. Did you know she's 90 pounds?
Heard it once or twice.
Or 17 times in one match. For a woman of 90 pounds, I'm like, can we stop bringing up her weight? Like, for the love of God, sir, just like leave her alone. Like,
does she even wrestle there anymore?
I don't know if she can get back in the country right now because, you know, COVID. Who knows? I don't know. I don't watch it, so I can't tell you if she does watch. She could. Maybe. I don't know. Fuck if I know. Does he do it for anybody else? Because if not, I'm going to say that is some straight up discrimination. And she could have a lawsuit on her hands. So, you know, just a little lawsuit. But in actual women's wrestling news, NWA had their Empower event. And Mickie James was the master of ceremonies.
Ah.
Yes. And Awesome Kong retired at that event. She's no longer wrestling.
Huh.
And they had a drag queen. They had a drag queen. Mm-hmm. To that I say, I am intrigued. Give me more drag queens, please.
The NWA, that's interesting.
I know. Shocking, places. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shocking. Color me shocked and intrigued. Because, like, drag queens. Yeah. Like, if I were to run a wrestling company, I'd say more drag queens, please. There's not enough drag queens at this show. But also, she will be the hosting Effie's Big Gay Brunch.
Oh.
I followed her on Twitter. I really like her opinions. Let me grab her name really quick. Yes. Also, she's a manager. She is a man. You know, that is one thing. I gotta say, there is not enough managers.
True.
In wrestling. And to have a drag queen be a manager. Well, why didn't we do this? Why hasn't this been a thing?
I mean, we talked about Alyssa being the backstage interviewer.
Well, yeah. And if Alyssa Edwards is kind of busy right now because her dance company made it to the semifinals of America's Got Talent. Huh. So she's a little busy right now. She's got a lot going on. But like, James Mansfield? Can we get some more James Mansfield, maybe? Maybe? That's no? True. Like, I just feel like it'd be interesting. I just feel like it'd be something that we could enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Her name's Polo Del Mar.
Ah.
And she is a drag queen, manager of champions, and is the mistress of ceremonies for Effie's Big Gay Brunch.
Nice.
To that I say, this is another reason why I wanted to go to the Big Gay Brunch. Because there's drag queens. And Effie. So, you know, that'd be interesting. I like this. I could be okay with this. But Deonna retained at that event. But the next night at NWA 73, which, by the way, the Ric Flair promo I really did enjoy, Nick Aldis finally lost the 10 pounds of gold.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
Uh-huh.
He's had it for like 3 years, I think. Ever since he won it back from, you know, that asshole Cody Rhodes. He has had the belt ever since then.
That 3 years ago. While.
It's been a while. He's been a busy man. He lost to Trevor Murdoch. So if you remember the WWE back in the day, played Redneck on the TV. He lost to Trevor Murdoch, who Trevor Murdoch actually is a pretty good wrestler, and WWE really didn't give them any time. So. Good for Trevor Murdoch. That's exciting. We're very excited about that. The only thing I don't like in WA, I mean, you won me on the drag queens. You won me on the million day reign of Nick Aldis, who cleans up very nicely in a suit. Tyrus needs to go.
Who?
Tyrus. You remember Tyrus. Brodus Clay.
Oh, okay.
Funkadactyls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guy who worked for Fox News and was allegedly sexually harassing women in the Fox News building and had a lawsuit.
Ah.
So he's got to go. Like, you're winning me on a lot of stuff, NWA, but the sexual harasser has to go.
Ah.
Yes. That's the one thing. Any other thing, you'd have me hook, line, and sinker, especially with the drag queens. But you know what? I think Mickie James probably booked the drag queen. So I mean, let me tell you, the other night on Impact, Mickie James had on a leopard print cat suit and cowboy boots. And I was like, can I look like that? Like, hello, I need to look like that. I'd look like fucking 5 pounds of potatoes in a 2 pound bag. That's what that looks like. People would be like, ma'am, is that your outfit or your underwear? And I'd be like, it's my outfit. And they'd be like, ma'am, please put some more clothes on. I can see your cellulite through your cat suit.
Oh, gosh.
Also, Mickie James is 42 years old. Her birthday is today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Mickie James. How do you look better in a cat suit than I do? Anyway.
She gets paid to work out. That's why.
Oh, that's true. And she's married to Nick Aldis. I mean, if I was married to Nick Aldis, which I wouldn't want to be married to Nick Aldis, but so a man of that caliber, I would be working out as well.
Yeah, good point.
If I had a man like that, you bet your ass I'd be working out. Here, I'm going to send you a video of Mickey in the cat suit. Looking, it's Mickey in a cat suit. Let's just talk. She's got, those are gold cowboy boots. She got gold knee-high cowboy boots on. And a leopard print cat suit. And a big old chunky belt. And lots of gold jewelry. That girl, she was repping the gold. I mean, her husband did have the 10 pounds of gold at the time, but look at her. God. Mickie James. Gotta love her. So.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. It's like, there she is. Everybody look at her. That's Mickie James. But yeah, so we'll see what goes on. I mean, I'm interested to see where they're going with this. But let's talk Ring of Honor now, shall we?
Sure.
So Ring of Honor had to move their pay-per-view. It was originally in Florida.
Ah.
Not anymore. It is now going to be at ECW Arena. So there's that. Also, isn't it weird that Ring of Honor was the only company to actually like really handle the pandemic like legitimately?
That's strange.
It's very strange. I'm shocked. Yeah, so Death Before Dishonor was supposed to be in Florida. It is now in Philadelphia. And there's going to be two released WWE superstars who are going to wrestle on that show. Now, obviously, it's not Bray. Let's just get that out of the way. It's not going to be Bray. He can't wrestle to Halloween. It's almost like he's like the Great Pumpkin. He can't come out yet. So, believe me, I'm counting the days. I'm like Linus in the pumpkin patch right now. But it could be anybody. Like, there were a lot of people. And here's the thing. It could be NXT people, too.
That's true.
They only have 30 days. Somebody said Tyler Breeze. Fandango. I'm like... Could be. It really could be anybody.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people it could be. Who said it had to be the people who were just released? It could be No Way Jose or whatever he calls himself now. It could be fucking, I don't know. Could be anybody.
There's so many people that got fired.
There's like 100 people who got fired. So I don't know. But it could be anybody, guys. Who knows? And, you know, it could, I don't know. It's going to be a good pay-per-view, though. I kind of have a feeling. We still have to wait.
There's more than two. You never know.
Yeah, there could be more than two. There could be like five. I don't know. Could be a million. Could be anybody. Could be fucking, I don't know. I was going to say it could be Vince McMahon. Probably not. Could be anybody. But the only clue is they were recent. Okay, let me read the clues, which we only got one clue. So unless they're going to do more clues between now and then. But let's look. Ring of Honor. So who do you think it's going to be?
Well, we talked about Mojo, but I still think you're right that Mojo is better for Impact. So,
I mean, and we got to think, it doesn't necessarily mean that these people are signed with the company.
Right.
They're not saying they signed them. They're just saying that it's going to be a match. So you got to remember that. Also, I don't think they said it was two men.
Oh, that's true.
It could be women.
Could be.
All they said was two professional wrestlers recently released from another organization will face off at Death Before Dishonor.
It could be the Iconics against each other.
It could be, they could be them against each other. It could be, I mean, here's some of the names in the comments. The Iconics against each other, that was said. It could be Dango versus Tyler.
Huh?
Bobby Fish and Murphy.
Ah,
somebody said it's going to be Danhausen versus Danhausen, and that'd be interesting. Somebody said it's going to be Ric Flair making his return because he did say he wants to wrestle again. We got Braun Strowman versus Bobby Fish. I don't know if I want to see that. We got Murphy versus Strowman. We got Bobby Fish versus Murphy again. I mean, some people are saying Bray's going to Ring of Honor, so it could be Braun.
Huh.
Let's see. Bronson Reed versus Braun Strowman. Kalisto versus Bobby Fish. Let's look. People are saying Mercedes Martinez versus Mickie James. That'd be interesting. Chelsea Green Hardy showed up there, so it's not Chelsea Green. Somebody said, what if it's a swerve and it's Daniel Bryan versus Bobby Fish?
That'd be interesting.
Adam Cole versus Bobby Fish. That means he could use his old song, too.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I would call you, like, screaming and be like, you have to get the pay-per-view. You have to get the pay-per-view. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. The song is back. The song is back. God, that song is so good. Oh, somebody said Braun Strowman versus W. Morrissey, a.k.a. Big Cass.
Oh.
But Big Cass wasn't recently released, though. We're getting a lot of Bobby Fish and Adam Cole, or Bobby Fish and Murphy. And a lot of Braun. Obviously, because, you know, Bray can't show up yet. The Great Pumpkin has not shown up yet. Somebody said, are we going to name this the Match of the Future Endeavors? Tony Nese. Tony Nese versus Bobby Fish. Hey, Tony Nese is good.
Yes.
This is kind of a dick, but he's good. I mean, any one of those names could be it.
Interesting.
It could be anybody. It could be Adam Cole for all we know.
That would be great.
That would be
if he decided to pick them instead of AEW. Like, that would be great.
I'm gonna go back to Ring of Honor, guys. It's all right. Like, they call him, like, Adam, are you ready to sign? He's like, Nah, I'm going Ring of Honor. They're like, what? Ring of Honor. They give Adam Marty's old job. Like, here, you can have this job. This is your new job. I mean, I would be okay with it if you went back to Ring of Honor. He just walks out. Well, guess we're watching Ring of Honor every week. Not just at midnight when it's on TV. That would be interesting.
It would be.
I would be okay with that. He has his old song back. He just walks out looking like Adam Cole.
Wearing his leather jacket again.
Wearing his leather jacket again, looking like whole ass snack. Just missing a little bump on the side of his head.
I know.
I miss that bump.
Me too. Like
his life changed after he had that removed.
That's true.
It was like a personality change. Because before he was all like sexy and like mysterious, and then he had the bump removed, and then it was like, what happened? Did the bump on his head when I saw him. God. You know, Dalton Castle, thank you for that. we should thank Dalton Castle for that. That was, thank you.
Great. It was a great contribution.
Great contribution in professional wrestling, Dalton Castle. And Dalton Castle has more boys now. They wear pink.
Ah.
They're like a rose gold pink. I'm like, ooh. Okay.
Nice.
And Danhausen. Boise Danhausen. Everybody loves Danhausen. I love Danhausen. I do. Anyway, so Ring of Honor. They have to sign somebody big. They have
Who can they afford? Aren't they broke?
Not what I've heard.
Oh.
I think they're saving their money. I mean, Marty's contract's no more.
Yeah.
He was one of the biggest contracts there. They probably gave a raise to Vinny, Marcellia, and Matt Taven because they fucking just carried this company for like 2 years.
Yeah.
They really did. Like, that's Danhausen has to be making a lot of money because
the Briscoes the ratings probably went make up. Good money.
Well, the Briscoes, I think, just have a contract for life. So, you know, they just are never leaving. Like, oh, you guys gonna go to AEW? Nah. You guys gonna do anything? Nah. You know, it's probably not even about the money.
Probably
like
not.
They make their money off the chicken farm. So like probably about just like I'm just gonna go wrestle.
As nah. It should be.
Yeah. They don't care. Some of those guys there I feel like have lifetime contracts. Like Jay Lethal.
Huh.
I don't think Jay Lethal will ever leave. I don't think Grisham will ever leave, even though part of me wonders if he will go to Impact just so he could be with Jordan. Because that's his fiance or wife.
Oh.
Yes. They're so cute, too. They have a dog. They're so cute. Yeah. Or like the Beer City Bruisers. I don't think I think they probably have a lifetime contract. They could just stay there. It's like the Island of Misfit Toys. They just need a leader. A cult leader? Question mark? I mean, also, you gotta think that I think part of the thing with Ring of Honor is some of the guys don't do indies, and I think they pay more just because of that. Oh, like, that you never see the Briscoes doing indies. Like, or like, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it would be very interesting to see that. But remember, you got to remember, everybody said that Impact was broken. Look who they brought in. They brought in the Good Brothers and Deonna and, well, Steve Cutler now. I think they're going to bring in Wesley Blake. We could get Blake and Murphy again.
Oh, yeah.
Blake and Murphy part 2 without Alexa this time. You could get who else could I mean I think Impact has more money than we think, and I think that might be the same thing with Ring of Honor. I'm starting to really think maybe they've been stockpiling their money for a while after, you know, the schmucks left. They didn't have to pay them. That was probably their highest paying contracts. Them and Adam. Maybe Hangman. Maybe. Marty. Those were probably their highest contracts, and they're gone. They've been gone. So they've probably been saving some money up.
Could be.
They have to do something because, like, the buzz is there. Like, people want to watch Ring of Honor. I just think part of the problem is they just don't know where to watch it or when to watch it. Like, it doesn't have a... Sorry about that, guys. It doesn't have a set time slot. So... you can't just sit there and be like, oh, I'm going to watch Ring of Honor on Tuesday. Or you can't just say, I'm going to watch Ring of Honor on Friday evening. Like, it's, they have to get a different TV deal.
Right.
At this point. And there's rumors out there saying that Impact is getting a new TV deal. Like a whole other, like a different distribution thing. So there could be some money coming in. So I don't know.
Interesting.
It's very interesting what could happen. But this weekend's going to be insane because Mr. Mojo Rawley can finally go work somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere. What if it's Mojo?
It might be.
I don't know what he'd do, but what if he just shows up? just shows up. Being Mojo. Doing Mojo things. Whatever Mojo does.
Nowadays.
Other than talk about his movie that he was in for a minute. He's like, hey guys, I watched all the movies. I'm like, Mojo, stop talking about your movie. Nobody watched your movie, Mojo. Just stop. Like, we didn't even watch your movie. But, like, Impact just makes sense for Mojo, too, because, like, Cardona's there.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to do Cardona Mojo 1 because it never happened. They just kind of like broke up the Hype Bros and then like that was it. So
that's true.
We've never even seen the blow off match. This is years in the making. Plus, like, Mojo could be an uber face because like Cardona's a dick. People would love Mojo. Either that or they'd be really upset. I'll tell you right now, though, if they announce Mojo for the LA show, I'm going to the GCW show in LA. That'd be exciting. That'd be very exciting. But this weekend will be truly something. I mean, obviously, Daniel Bryan's going to show up. And everybody's saying Ruby's going to show up at, you know, the schmuck company. But there's so much other shit. Like, who knows what could happen?
Oh, gosh. I dread the Daniel Bryan's shit.
Oh, God. I'm going to stay off Twitter on whenever that day. Saturday?
I don't know.
I don't even know what fucking date it is.
I didn't even know it was this weekend until you told me.
Oh, I only know it's this weekend because everybody's like, I'm flying to Chicago, guys. I'm like, ugh. Where's my calendar? It's Sunday. Okay, stay off Twitter on Sunday. Well, that'll work because I'm working Sunday. That works. I'm working Sunday. So, that'll be good. Hold on. Trying to see something here because everybody's saying it's this weekend, but technically could people show up on Thursday? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ow. So Braun said Wednesday at noon he's good to go.
Huh.
So he could technically show up on, well, they pre-taped it. Never mind. Never mind. He could show a vignette of him going to Impact on Thursday. Wednesday. Ah, oh, shit. That just ruined my whole thing. I was like, oh, he's going to show up on Impact on Thursday. Yeah, no, that's not going to work. Hold on. Is Impact having a event soon? Let's find out. Their TV tapings are, I think, in 2 weeks, though.
Huh.
So, technically, he could show up. Technically. Like, at the tapings. But then they'd have to try to keep it quiet until it aired. Interesting. Oh, Victory Road is September 18th. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. This puts things into a whole other perspective. Because Bound for Glory is October 23rd. And Bray can't show up to that. But September 18th, Victory Road. Somebody could show up there. And you know who that somebody is?
Who?
Braun Strowman. And Buddy Murphy.
I'm just not excited about Braun Strowman. I can't.
Okay, Braun is the piece of this puzzle I need. That's why I'm saying
Braun. No, I get that, but Braun in general, I'm just like, eh.
I'm not excited about it, but he's the piece of the puzzle I need to get to the end game. So you know what? He's like the go-between to the end game. So Braun has to go there to make the other piece work of this puzzle. Like, Bray's the final piece. But, like, without that one piece, the Bray piece won't even work. So, there you go. Huh. And if he shows up at AEW, like, it's okay. We can still make this work. It's okay. Maybe they don't want to wrestle together. I'll still say that. Y'all know I'll still say that. I'm going to be like Homer Simpson in that one episode with the pig, like the roasted pig. Like, it's okay. It's okay, guys. It's okay. And he's like chasing down. He's like, it's just a little dirt. It's okay. It'll be fine. It's just some leaves. It'll be okay. It's fine. Yeah. That will be me. That will be me. Thank you very much. Anyway, we haven't even talked about WWE yet.
There's not really that much going on.
Kind of been nice. Not gonna lie. Goldberg's kid is still Goldberg's kid. Roman versus Finn is Friday.
Ah, that's true.
There's that. And Baron won all his money back. And he's cooking on Instagram again.
Oh, good.
He is. Yes, and he's got a hat. He's got a nice hat now.
And a car.
And a car. I mean, that was elite. It was a rental, but yeah. He's got a car. He's cooking again. And, you know, doing Baron things. Tried to buy the briefcase from Big E for $100,000.
Oh, man.
Then Big E said he's got to put braces on the kids. And everybody's like, wait, you don't have kids, though. Yeah. So still there are questions of what kids is he buying these braces for? Nobody knows. But yeah, Becky did the most logical thing that anybody would do as a champion. All these people are like, Becky, I want a shot at the belt. Becky, I want a shot at the belt. And she goes, yeah, I'm good. And just walks away. I mean, why hasn't everybody else been doing that?
She definitely took her heel turn.
It ain't gonna work. But, you know, I feel like that's just a logical thing. Like, why didn't you just say no?
Right?
You don't always have to agree. You just say, no. Nah, I'm good. Just walk away. And now Seth says he's gonna be more like Edge, which I don't know how that's gonna happen. Seth has lost his goddamn mind. Probably because the attention's not on him anymore. Yeah. What a And then we were at SmackDown, and
we didn't get to see Finn.
We didn't get to see Finn, so that was like depressing. And then like John Cena was there. Now John Cena lost. So there's that. We didn't even stay.
Baron didn't have music.
Baron didn't have music, so we couldn't sing. It sucked. It really sucked. And then like Keith Lee got a big pop. That was exciting. We do love Keith Lee. One of the biggest pops of the night was Keith Lee. Everybody loves Keith Lee. Don't know why he's not on TV. But everybody there was talking about CM Punk.
It's true.
It was. And I was like, this sucks. I mean, it was better than if we went to Raw, but like, that's not saying much. Like, and now like NXT probably won't have takeovers anymore because of like their NXT for kids now, basically, because they got a fucking tie-dye fucking logo. It's NXT for kids now. Yeah. So there's that. You know, Alexa still has the fucking doll, and you know, Dewdrop is still a thing, and Eva Marie didn't wrestle in the match, which nobody's surprised that Eva Marie did not wrestle in the match. Nobody's surprised by that.
No.
And Nia's knocking people out again, and the world keeps turning.
Same old, same old.
Same old shit, different day. Like, I mean, what? Come on. I guess Vince had, like, a fucking mental breakdown. I was, like, ripping up scripts, like, 20 minutes before Raw started last night. So, allegedly, according to the dirt sheets. Which I could totally see it, though, because you know how he is. And, Gallows still has that ugly earring. Saw it the other day, and I was like, really? You still got that earring? Is that still a thing? Oh, also, AJ Styles showed up at the Talk and Shop show.
Oh, yeah. My
friend was there. AJ Styles was there. Mojo wasn't wearing Zubas. It was a fucking shocking event. It was a crazy event. Fucking Mojo Rawley was there, not wearing zebra print. Or a pink shirt. He was just wearing a white shirt and jeans. That is a new leaf for that guy.
Very true.
And then AJ Styles had the shortest shorts ever. That's pretty tight too. Not surprised. I'm like, dude, where's the rest of your shorts? They looked like Bermuda shorts for women. And that happened. And SummerSlam happened. Becky came back, you know. Made Bianca look like shit. So there's that. Yeah. Kind of looking forward to Christian Cage versus Ace Austin more than some of these matches. Like Roberto Lashley versus Goldberg in Saudi Arabia. No, neither am I. No, does that mean? Oh, that means Baron has to go to Saudi Arabia. Close. Duh. Gross. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm okay. So, WWE just keeps turning. I have a feeling there's more releases coming, though. I don't know when.
Who's left?
Half of NXT.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Fucking... Sadly, Shane Thorne, even though he's hot as fuck. I mean, yeah, just get rid of the rest of the hot men, apparently. Get rid of them, right? Fuck them. They're not in the business of sexy men anymore. Also, we don't know what's going on with Pete Dunne. Who knows where Pete Dunne's going?
I know.
Pete Dunne's an enigma at this point. Like, think about it. We go to Access after, like, next week, we'll say. Who's there? Ain't nobody there. That Finn Balor. That's it. Nobody else. And Baron. Finn and Baron.
That's bad.
I'd be like, well, fuck. You know what, though? You know how we have to pay to get into WrestleCon, right? Like, have to pay individually. Right. That will save us some money because we're spending like over $200 at Access going to all those sessions. So, you know,
yeah,
Mojo's only gonna be like $20. We'll talk to Mojo for $20. Ain't nobody else gonna see him, so we'll do it. And then obviously Bray. I mean, fuck, I don't know how much I'm gonna have to pay, but I'm gonna pay it. And I mean, Adam Cole might be there.
That's true.
You can finally meet Adam Cole. We're just like, well, we can finally meet all these people we've been trying to meet this whole time. Fuck, who knows if Finn will even stay? What if he leaves? Then what do we have? Baron? We only got Baron.
That's sad.
That would be very sad. Like, now what do we do? What do we do now? It's like a... like, Drew... he'll probably tell you some Scottish tale about his fucking sword. Like, they're not going on, they're not trying to sign anybody from the indies anymore. So you're not going to get, like, anybody from the indies. So then what? You can get nothing. You got nothing for nothing.
Huh.
And you got Nikki Cross, who's almost a superhero.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'm not five. but yeah. So, the indies are looking really good. But the WWE is looking real bad lately. Like, it's just not even watchable. Just not.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, other than NXT, but then how long is that gonna last? I mean, who knows? I mean, Kevin was on commentary on Friday, so, you know, because Pat McAfee now is COVID. So, who knows? Anyway. I think we're going to call it a night now.
All right.
Well, guys, we'll be back next week with
the results of the weekend.
With the results of the weekend, where people are going, and maybe we still got a week before Victory Road. We'll talk more Impact because I was like, oh, we'll talk about Victory Road. I'm like, well, we probably won't know all the matches for Victory Road yet. So.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we might. We'll talk Victory Road. Why not? Anyway, guys, until next week when we talk probably more indies because there ain't shit happening anywhere else. Bye.
Bye.